Red on Red.
This week in the podcast, we're joined by Cork hip hop don Speculative Fiction and Northside wordsmith Gatch.
I'm dreaming, yeah.
Brand new music out of Cork City, Shukra with Notions, the debut single taken from their self-titled album, upcoming via all digital platforms. And Keelan Sherlock, the artist formerly known as St. Keelan, with brand new single Shades of You, available on his Bandcamp and all major streaming services. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, dropping every Wednesday evening via Cork's Red FM and redextra.ie. We're also available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen. I'm Mike McGrath-Bryan, and this week we're joined in studio by the podcast's first three-time guest off the top of my dome. Rapper, producer, occasional session musician, Cutting Heads Collective co-founder, Dead Right promoter, instigator, Speculative Fiction.
Good evening, Mike.
And we'll be joined a little bit later on by rising Cork wordsmith Gatch, the two rappers about to unleash some collaborative fire as far as I can ascertain.
Yes, indeed. About time, really. We've been in the studio a good few times just messing around recording stuff, but we've a single dropping next month, and bonus, it's produced by Gaptooth, which is very nice. Gaptooth of Softboy, of course, one of the best producers in the country, never mind Cork. So,
speaking of things that are up and coming, Sean, you've been running Dead Right, a regular Friday night hip-hop residency out of The Brew in recent months, and The Brew's a great one. In that it's a venue that kind of nobody really considers when they have like the venue conversation in Cork City, but it's open 7 nights a week. It's paying guarantees to artists to come through and play original tunes to not necessarily a transient audience because of its status as a hostel, but a guaranteed audience, to say the least. Talk to us a little bit about how the Dead Right gigs have been received.
Yeah, they've been going well. As you kind of said, like, they were able to book, you know, artists that might not be a guarantee. You know, going away, putting down a deposit, paying sound engineer in venues is always some kind of cost, and we don't have that in The Brew. It's just nice to be able to get different hip-hop acts from Ireland and beyond who might be super underground and be able to put them on, as you said, in front of a guaranteed audience and be able to look after them as well. Even we had, you know, we'd a lot of the PX lads down earlier in the year, Hazy, Gavin Da Vinci as well, we'd Clerk Five and them, who I think at this point would actually be probably too big for The Brew now, since they're like their last few months.
Yeah.
But it was nice, even, you know, earlier in the year, I'm sure that benefited their overall year plan. The guys are really have a game plan.
Yeah.
And it was just nice, yeah, to, they were the first two gigs with some of the lads. Nice way to start it off. And we Danny Diatribe there a couple of weeks ago, who was, Danny's from Derry but has lived in Manchester many years. He's a proper OG though of the Irish hip hop scene. But again, would not have a huge following in Cork. But yeah, you know, we're trying to build the reputation with Dead Right as well. People will kind of know what to expect. We do notice some of the heads coming through and stuff. It's nice.
You talk about people coming through from different cities and perhaps different kind of micro hip-hop scenes around the country. Maybe talk to us a little bit about, you know, what your end goal is with something like Dead Right in terms of being something of a curator of the arts. Because we all know what's there around the country when it comes to hip-hop, in terms of bringing it to the surface and bringing it to local attention in particular. The storytelling that goes into writing pressers and doing Facebook events, getting the word out there. Maybe talk to us a little bit about, you know, not necessarily gatekeeping, but rather booking the things you want to see, knowing that it kind of aligns with broader things happening with Cork hip-hop at the moment.
Yeah, so originally the idea came about, you know, there was a good few years there where Cutting Heads had been, you know, putting on gigs like crazy. You know, obviously they're mostly hip-hop based, but there's a lot of variety in there. They had been doing certain rap gigs.
This is the Cutting Heads Collective, for those that are unfamiliar, the Cork hip-hop co-op.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, as things happen, you know, people had to move away, numbers would come and go in the collective, and one of the big things was a lot of the work was falling on a small amount of the lads, there was that, and there was, you know, the audience was fluctuating. After a couple of years, the gigs weren't necessarily getting the same crowds that they used to get, so the lads made a decision to do less gigs and just bigger, go at it with a bigger bang.
Yeah.
Like the birthday that's coming up that we'll probably talk about in a while.
In a little bit later.
But, yeah, basically off the back of that, that meant less opportunities for rap gigs for, you know, people we're into around the country to bring them down. And you, I had done a few things with the Brew that might have been hip-hop based over the years. I do gig in the Brew regularly, myself doing cover gigs and that kind of thing. Used to work there for a while as well. And Justin just put it to me, would it be an idea to have a separate banner that isn't Cutting Heads, because, you know, there's...
It's been built, like...
Yeah. Yeah, and just run rap nights for whoever seems appropriate down there. Because, as we said already, you know, there's so much benefits. There's immediate pay. Always going to be some kind of audience. You know, there's no stress with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Brew look after all the artists we've had down as well. They're always put up.
The benefits of a hostel for a 50-cap venue, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
the Brew itself is kind of a weird one. That's kind of a big, long room with a big, long bar internally leading to, you know, a hostel that has had, like, a broad international appeal and always has a grand, big turnover of people, as we were talking about earlier. Everything from the positioning of the speakers to where the desk goes, etc., implies, you know, intimacy. Maybe talk to us a little bit, I suppose, about the ups and downs of putting on stuff with the Brew regarding acoustics, regarding maybe some of the clientele that comes through, just the day-to-day, because I feel as though it's one of those venues that maybe doesn't necessarily get its due.
Yeah, I don't think it does get its due, the Brew. I guess, you know, the Brew isn't going to be putting on gigs that, the type of gigs that Dead Right offer the whole time, because, as you said, it is a kind of highly regarded hostel. Not trying to insult them, but they play it safe most of the time. It's,
well, they've had stuff on, like Anna's Anchor has kind of, yeah, come, exactly, in there in the past. They're having that kind of end up residency, the house stuff, every Saturday or Saturday, oh, once, yeah, a month, etc. So it's not like they're not branching out.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess I don't get in there too much on the weekends, and that's when they switch it up a bit.
You're a working man.
Yes, indeed. But as far as, you know, the kind of gigs we've put on so far, you know, they're kind of DIY, grimy, you know, underground gigs anyway. So that does suit the vibe, I guess.
As you mentioned, of course, working with the likes of Prescription out of Limerick, Danny Diatribe out of Derry / Manchester. A big part, obviously, of Dead Right has been also a major part of Cutting Heads Collective's, you know, smaller gigs, as you've mentioned, including the residency that you used to have at the Mardyke. And that would be collaboration. Naturally, you know, the story of Irish hip-hop has been archetypal producers, beat makers, rappers, each emerging from their own part of the country, each rhyming in their own cadence, their own accent, etc. And, you know, collaboration has been a huge part of it. Even looking at the truth about Irish hip-hop, Limerick rappers turning up in Dublin, Cork, etc. Maybe talk to us a little bit, I suppose, about the continued importance of that genre solidarity and of that collaboration between different groups and different scenes.
Like with Cutting Heads and with Dead Right, and just on my own as well, like there's been a lot of connections with other, yeah, micro hip hop scenes and just collectives, or, you know, that sounds very far official, like, but, you know, yeah, just groups of people who do stuff in different cities around the county, around the country. Yeah, I guess, you know, there, you make connections with people you can rely on. You know, if I want, I did a couple of tours there, small tours, like last year and this year, and the majority of those gigs would have been, you know, booked by people that I know that I've made through connections, like with Cutting Heads and groups like that. And, you know, there's kind of, like, these people are my friends as well, you know. That's the kind, it is a good community, and everyone's got each other's back, basically.
And speaking of community, we have two tunes coming up from the Cork community from artists that are booked for the Kino on Washington Street as part of the venue's Jazz Weekend Proceedings, October Bank Holiday Weekend. For more information, check out the Kino on Facebook. We have Fixity with Becoming an Earthworm from Dan Walsh's most recent album under the name No Man Can Tell. And coming up, we also have the talismanic vocalist and frontwoman of The Altered Hours, Elaine Howley, with a solo piece recently cut for Belfast's Touch Sensitive Records anniversary collection, a song from Mary Black, one that was kind of put together as a bit of a cone and a bit of a tribute for someone that she would have seen for her first childhood gig. What was your first childhood gig, Speck? The one that you wouldn't have admitted to as a child. Mine would have been the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in Green Glens Arena.
Oh yeah, man! Like it definitely went to Mill Street for Disney on Ice and stuff.
Yeah, would have been the first thing you'd have been dragged to. So I suppose in lieu of having a babysitter.
I don't know. I don't think it was. You know what?
My mother. Oh, some of us had cool parents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Operas, man. My mother was an opera singer.
Ah, class.
So like.
Oh, you got sorted. So for cool. The Skybox and all of this.
Mikado.
Yeah.
Man, Butterfly. I mean, Orpheus in the Underworld. Carmen.
Raising them right. Raising them right, Mammy Speck. We're going to hear from Elaine Howley and Song for Mary Black in a moment, but first, this is Fixity with Becoming an Earthworm here on Red on Red.
Thank you.
Elaine Howley with Song for Mary Black, taken from Touch Sensitive Records' recent Whacker That compilation. Of course, Elaine Howley playing solo at the Kino as part of that venue's Jazz Weekend, October Bank Holiday Weekend proceedings. For more information, check out the Kino on Facebook for a massive lineup that also includes Fixity, as you heard earlier, Bantam, 5-2, and a whole bunch more. So that's the Kino on Facebook for more information. And expect more Jazz Weekend proceedings closer to the time on the Red on Red podcast. This is the Red on Red podcast, Cork's new music podcast, and we are joined in studio now by one of the real upcoming wordsmiths and rappers in Cork's hip-hop community. A product of the Cabin Studio crew, more so than anything else, and really somebody that's striking out on his own, including the aforementioned collaborations with Speculative Fiction, with production, of course, by Gaptooth, release in the upcoming weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gatch.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a million for coming along. I've been hearing about you. This is my first time meeting you now, I think. And, like, just me, Spec, they've all been kind of talking you up with the legend of John Henry's Hammer. I've heard stuff of yours online, etc. So it's great to finally have you here. I suppose, talk to us a little bit about the creative process behind this kind of upcoming single. Because you've put out a few EPs now. You've worked with the artist formerly known as GMC in the Cabin Studio up in Knocknaheeny. Maybe talk to us a little bit about kind of striking out on your own and collaborating with a wider pool of people.
Yeah, well, the Cabin was a great starting point. Gary introduced me to kind of the process of recording, how to put together a track, the basics when I was very young, about 15, so a few years ago. And then I just got so interested in it that Gary kind of encouraged me to go on with it on my own because I was showing so much interest in it. And then I was very lucky to be taken interest into by the likes of Spec. And the other rappers around the county, they were very welcoming and stuff. Cutting Heads were very welcoming to me. They took an interest in what I was doing. So I just took the initiative to go on with myself and push it and see how far I could go with it.
It's interesting that you bring in the community organisations that have kind of created a DIY infrastructure for hip-hop in the city, because that's exactly the kind of outcome that anybody sets up a collective to set out for, is to get a wider variety of people in and kind of nurture people's gifts as and where you see them. I suppose, talk to us a little bit about, you know, how your creative process has been influenced by working with people, again, the Cutting Heads Collective, working with Spec directly, this new experience that you've had with Gaptooth.
Yeah, I am constantly growing as an artist, and that's what's brilliant about it at my age. I'm only 19, so like when you're constantly learning and getting better and making more contacts, it inspires you more to work harder with it and keep on top of it, because there's been times where I've wanted to haven't been as motivated, and just like getting opportunities to work with artists like Spec and producers like Gaptooth, just that I don't need any more inspiration or motivation than that, like just to be taken interest into by these people.
And as an interested observer yourself, as somebody that appreciates hip-hop, etc., how do you feel about where Cork hip-hop is now, where the last kind of 4 years or so of the Cutting Heads Collective has brought it forward, and where do you see it going in the coming years?
I think Cork hip-hop is constantly growing. It's one of the it's a county that's was kind of we like it's it, it was kind of unappreciative of hip-hop when I started, but now being in the scene for 4 years, rapping for 4 years, it's a lot more you wouldn't realize how supportive the scene actually is until you're involved in it directly. Like I remember before I started rapping, I didn't know there was a scene as big as there is in Cork, and it's constantly growing. Now we've artists like YP who are coming up as well. It's brilliant to see. Like,
the community has always been there, and even with Cutting Heads kind of providing a focal point for many people that were kind of operating in their own space and time prior, you also had people like Stevie G in particular, Friday nights on Red FM, maintaining the faith, I suppose, in the genre in Cork City, not only on radio but in various venues around the place. And again, the likes of the Cabin Studio, where GMC, you know, will work with people that want to go in and want to learn every aspect of the craft, etc. Like in Limerick City, where the current kind of glory days is as a result of all the groundwork being done in the early to mid 2000s by people that were interested then, you're now kind of seeing the end results start to kind of make way and make sense between GMC's community outreach, so to speak, as well as what Cutting Heads, Stevie, and now Dead Right are doing necessarily. It's been growing, and now it's kind of finally reaching ahead. But artistic endeavour aside, the creative aspect aside, or even the engineering aspect of it aside, you've chosen to go into radio production in Colossus Stefan Nefa. Yeah. Run by radio veteran Peter O'Neill and responsible for a good amount of the talent that's come through these doors as well as other radio stations around the city and county. It's an odd time to be kind of studying radio and audio on demand as a calling or as a career because, you know, there's so much change happening in the demographics regarding radio. There's so much of an uptick now in streaming and podcasting among a younger audience that is kind of, that is going where people are. And, you know, the runaway success of the Blind Boy podcast at 1.7 million listeners a week now kind of provides a look at what the ceiling could look like for podcasting as a medium. If advertisers were perhaps more willing to look at changes that are upcoming as radio stations and as other content providers start coming up with bespoke and specialist content strategies directly designed for going where people are. I suppose, what brings you into studying radio in 2019? And yourself now as both a young consumer of radio and as a young producer of radio over the course of the next couple of months inside in Stefan Nefa in Juice FM. Talk to us, I suppose, about what the medium means to you and where you see it going.
Yeah, well, I chose to study radio because it doesn't make sense. I was comfortable in front of microphones. I was always interested in current affairs kind of stuff, and I listened to radio growing up, but I was never really a huge fan. But when I looked at radio broadcasting as a course in CSN, it appealed to me in a way other courses didn't. Like what you were saying there about podcasts relates to why I would kind of choose it, because I love podcasts, and that's kind of, I'd love to take it down an avenue where if I got a slot on a radio station, I'd be able to do something like that.
Yeah,
and that's primarily why I'd be into it. But even the behind the scenes stuff is very good, like the modules they're offering sound engineering in CSN2. I love that from myself as an artist to learn about that stuff is very handy. But you just learn so much about things that you wouldn't consider that goes into radio. And that's what's interesting me at the moment, and why I did it for a second year. Where I see it going, I think the problem with radio that I kind of see from looking at it now is that it's kind of all the same. Whereas like we're kind of encouraged with Juice to kind of give our own spins on it as much as we can. Obviously, there's restrictions and guidelines you have to follow, but it's just, I feel like there's a lot more that Irish radio can offer that we're not seeing, and that's why I'm interested in it personally.
It's interesting that you mentioned transferable skills, and you brought your own transferable skills in terms of your studio know-how, in terms of what you were doing all along with the cabin, into Stefan Nefa, and maybe, you know, recontextualizing it. But it's also interesting that you bring up finding a slot on a radio station and repurposing content then again for going where people are, which is always the end game regarding audio on demand, and a little bit actually of why we put this particular show, you know, together. For those that are considering heading into podcasting, and it's a big, big bubble now in Ireland, I don't think it's quite necessarily reached its potential just yet, but you can see that the Cork Podcast Festival this weekend happening in venues all over the city. Be sure and check out Cork Podcast Festival on all your social media. Standing out as an example of the different directions that radio broadcasting can go, whether that's live spectacle, whether that's ongoing documentation of a specialist interest, or as ongoing dramatic series, ongoing dramatic licenses, or other formats that can be put across. What would be your words of advice, having had your first year down, for people looking to get into radio and or podcasting, and kind of where do the two kind of intersect?
I would say for anyone considering it, it's a lot more possible than you might think. Yeah, so I never knew you could study radio or anything to do with radio until I found the course in CSN. Yeah, I'd say for anyone trying to get into it, it's definitely something that's growing. Podcasts especially are growing. Like the Blind Boy podcast is phenomenal. Like, I listen to that a lot, and even this podcast is brilliant for artists and stuff that you cover, like with music.
Flattery will get you everything.
But it's something that people should definitely consider more than just kind of having it in the back of their head or something they'd want to do, because it is possible, and I'd encourage people to do it, because I've had such a great year in CSN. The facilities there are incredible. Like, it's one of, like, the stations, how it's set up, it's run like a commercial station. You learn everything that you'd expect, and there's so much that goes on that you wouldn't even realize too.
And you can get more information on the radio broadcasting course for next academic year at csn.ie, including a run through of modules as well as testimonies from former students. As well as that, if you are interested in getting involved in radio and podcasting around the city, or don't necessarily have the time to put into a full-time course, knock into your local community stations. Cork City Community Radio is at cr.ie, and that broadcasts on an FM license as well as online on a part-time basis throughout the year. Get on to room101radio.eu or get onto Room 101 on Facebook for a broader alternative station that broadcasts mostly in the evenings, as well as podcasting all of its music-related shows on mixcloud.com. Open to pitches as well. Everything from pro wrestling to prog rock has been through the doors of the Room 101 studio, or even things like UCC 98.3 FM, which I believe is due to open a new studio on campus momentarily and accepts people from not just in UCC, but Colossus Stiff on NAFA, as well as CIT and other college campuses around the city. So, you know, there's more ways into things and more backdoors into things than you might possibly think. We'll head now back to some more tunes, and staying on a Limerick / Cork collaborative tip, we have God Knows of Rusingano Family and his new solo cut featuring Outsider YP with Clout 9.
Yeah, it was very. I love that they collaborated with YP and God Knows, because they're very. Two of them are such like vibrant personalities in the hip hop scene. YP, I've known for about 2 years now. I think I first met him about 2 years ago. He used to go to the YMCA building down in town.
Yeah.
To do stuff there, and he was just so interested in rap. I remember I went to his house one time, and he was showing me his production setup when he first got into it. Just so eager to learn video editing and stuff, and now and everything. He's such a good person to have at Cork Hip Hop with me in our age demographic.
The Outsiders, the whole Outsiders yeah. thing was so geared toward aesthetic and so geared yeah. toward multimedia presentation, and they've slowly but surely been putting down those building blocks, and it's been an absolute boon to see. But it's also something you can see and believe in. It's happening right in front of you. You're seeing people that are upskilling right in front of your eyes, and you're seeing the growth and development, and I think that's the most important thing of any aspect of the Cork music scene. We also have Blackheart, an official member of Crackboy Mental's Squick movement, of, you wouldn't necessarily say non-industry friendly, but definitely a cutting a bold swathe in alternative hip hop. We're going to hear from Blackheart momentarily, but first, this is God Knows featuring Outsider YP with Clout 9 here on Red on Red.
Flexes, finesses, reckless expenses, it all adds up. Multiply the fear, take away the pain, divide designs amongst the hurt, can't work out this sum. Oh, what a feeling to be this numb. I'm out here, I don't go outside, let my emotions go inside. Look at my mom's gen with a side eye. My gen was defined by Mr. Brightside. Good grief, bad credit, loneliness and amazing nights. I fight for my rights, break away my wrongs. Therapy's long, but at least it's there. Hey doctor, what's your synopsis? Let me guess, just a little more exercise. Old jokes aside, shout out to the south side. Some still getting found on the riverside. I've been going out since Sydney Samson. I'm still in the corner watching you kiss her, but still not the girl you're taking home. For some reason, it's still not hitting home. If you catch my drift, then you get my wave. I just wanna surf without getting tracked or seen. VPN.
I live life on the internet. Lifeline burn like a cigarette. Hype chasing, that be venomous. Cloud gang fish for the hell of it. I stay real, they ain't feeling it. I stay real, they ain't feeling it. I stay real, yeah. I don't follow rules or break the mold. All your hating man is getting old. Don't penetrate, my heart is old as cold. Don't penetrate, my heart is old as froze. Southside, I reside. Oh, cool. For this art of mine, my life on the line. Cloud chasing, no way. Do this my own way. Live at my own pace. Paving my own way. Cloud chasing, no way. Do this my own way. Live at my own pace. Paving my own way.
I live life on the internet. I live life on the internet. I live life on the internet. I live life. I live life on the internet. 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 I live my own way. I live my own way.
All I'm trying to say is we're not like you. We got a different hue. Instant grab, not stuck in a queue. Same landscape, just a different view. Info made us mad like the like made you. Yeah, we slack off like we got the knack off. You bit the world that we got at our fingertips. Why stuck to chimps when we know what's in them? It's been in our denim, the venom. Looking for peace in the hell we dwell in. Some take L's between E's like Ellen. Some take degrees, still not excelling. Look at my pops, gen with a side eye. My gen was defined by Mr. Brightside. Oh, and let me paint the world, so I paint to myself. Colorful hair, don't care.
What's in my ears? What's in my nose? All these piercings the world keeps stabbing. I'm actually numb to it. Look what they done to us. Then put the blame on us. Fentanyl, Adderall. I don't know anymore. Why do I feel like I'm not me without the alcohol?
Internet, I live my own way. I live my own way.
Blackheart on Red on Red, still joined in studio by Speculative Fiction and Gatch. And Spec, you were at Make a Move Festival in Limerick this past weekend. Blackheart turning up and really impressing.
Yeah, the set was like, just a banger of a set. And I didn't even know she sings as well. Really good singer. Her stuff's very diverse, the crowd was just well into it, so I can only see her going on to bigger and better things.
Speaking of bigger and better things, you know, we talked a lot about how Cutting Heads Collective helped change the game, how that kind of groundswell of support for hip-hop in Cork has always existed, as well as provided a grassroots presence for the genre in the city. But, you know, we're coming up to the Jazz, and there's all these various other festivals coming up. You know, Indie Cork is underway right now. We have Podcast Festival this weekend coming up. We've got things like Ritual of the Evil Eye, Quiet Lights, and there'll be more of these weekenders as more kind of specialist music interests continue along the way. We'll also talk about the Cutting Heads Weekender, which I believe is now going to be a 3-day affair happening at various venues around the city. But I suppose for now, on the day of kind of the release of the budget, of which you can find at the Niler 9 a synopsis of what the budget means for the arts over at niler9.com. You can also see him this Sunday at the Kino. For more information, check Cork Podcast Festival on social media. But I suppose, again, the city is expanding, the city is changing, the city is growing. And, you know, we've sat here and waxed nostalgic about the death of venues that have been gone only 4 or 5 years, like it's another world completely. But let's kind of cast our eyes to the future a little bit. The city is expanding. Hopefully now the development of more council houses, both on the north side and on Barrack Street in particular, will provide a more egalitarian access and standard of living in Cork City Centre. Hip-hop is inherently tied to demographics. It's inherently tied to lived experiences in city centres. And as projects like The Cabin continue to kind of root themselves in the community and hip-hop, to quote Griff Rolofson, the cultural copyright has expired on hip-hop as an American-style art form. I suppose I'll ask you first, Sean. How do you feel, I suppose, about how hip-hop will continue to grow and change as the city, in turn, grows and changes?
Yeah, well, I know some people would argue, you know, that hip-hop in Ireland, it's always been up and down. But I think the difference is this time, you know, you can always see it with what, like, young people, like, and teenagers and stuff are listening to, like, you know, hip-hop and grime, like, is just, that's pretty much what most kids I'm aware of listen to. Well, I think, from what I can see, like, it's just, it definitely is growing more so than it ever has been. There's just, you know, people are just putting more stuff out. It's more diverse, like, it's definitely, like, sound-wise, you know, there's genres within genres of hip-hop in Cork City alone, like. And I think, yeah, from my personal experience, you know, I would know quite a lot of the hip-hop community and rappers in the city, and I just see the connections, you know, growing anyway. So hopefully, yeah, there's just more artists and more DJs and more hip-hop interested people who have something to contribute, expanding the scene, and just adding something more to it.
Gatch, you've benefited from social programs like GMC's Cabin, but we also see the expansion of Stevie G's activities with kids in direct provision regarding establishing an infrastructure for them. As somebody that's benefited from that yourself, and as somebody that is kind of maybe more ear to the ground than myself or Sean would be, maybe talk to us, I suppose, a little bit about the changes that you're seeing in Cork youth culture and how hip-hop is kind of at the coalface of that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more open-mindedness and acceptance with hip-hop now, especially in my age demographic, than there would have been when I started, even. And that's thanks to the likes of people like Kojak and Reggie Snow, you figureheads of Irish hip-hop now, whereas before it was just people who were good for a year and then you didn't really hear about them. But there's consistency now, and that's the most important thing. Like Spotify are backing it with the New Era playlist and stuff. There's a connection there with the Irish audience and the Irish artists, and that's something I haven't seen. And that's something that's constantly growing. And I think that's what's going to spearhead Cork, not just Cork hip-hop, but Irish hip-hop into a new stratosphere. Like.
In terms of the city itself, in terms of how young people maybe perhaps haven't had their needs met yet in terms of an outlet to create, I suppose talk to us about the importance of hip-hop as a social mediator and in terms of something of a builder of bridges to, again, like yourself, a beneficiary of it, kind of crossing over into studying radio for a second year and possibly going on to Sunderland after. Is that program still running with CSN?
Yeah.
I suppose talk to us about how your generation and, you know, subsequent generations stand to benefit from this bedding down of hip-hop in the city's community and the efforts that have been undertaken by the community.
Yeah, I think it's the greatest thing about hip-hop for me, why I listen to hip-hop, and I'm sure why a lot of you listen to hip-hop, is because it's relatable perspectives. And that's the thing that I think that a lot of artists offer in Cork with the people of my age demographic. It's that it's something you can listen to and relate to, whether or it's popular as well. And that's the other thing, like, there's so much variety with it that it's such a community as well with hip-hop. Like when I go to gigs in Cork, the ones where people are most connected are definitely the hip-hop ones, like, and that's what I see. Whereas with you see gigs where there's other genres like house and techno, which are also growing rapidly in Ireland. But there's a community there in hip-hop that there just isn't in our genre, so I think that's what's important.
Well, that's the glue that binds any genre to any city in particular. Spec, you know, it's been 4 years since Cutting Heads came together. I was at that initial meeting in the Sextant where Just Me had kind of gathered everybody together that he could in order to put together a plan for the redevelopment of hip-hop in the city after the passing of Lifestyles, after a quietening down of live hip-hop gigs around the city. Talk to us a little bit about kind of your experience of the past 4 years within Cutting Heads Collective as a contributor, as somebody that's been involved in the collective's growth as well as its establishment at the heart of Cork hip-hop.
Yeah, well, I think it just shows, you know, Justin had this kind of brainchild and it developed out of, again, like that's like a mini community is what the Cutting Heads is. It transformed into something totally different than we thought it would have. I think like it's just a good example of if you see something that's not happening, go make it happen, figure out how to make it happen. It also shows, yeah, just the strength of numbers, working with like-minded people and maybe people with different opinions and stuff. You know, I know when I was younger, because I've been involved with the music scene in one way or the other since I was a teenager in Cork with metal gigs and stuff. And
you can refer to your first appearance on this podcast for a complete history of Sean Murphy and Cork music, available at redfm.ie as well as all of your streaming apps.
So, like, I was familiar and involved in and out over probably close to like 8 or 9 years in the Cork music scene by the time Cutting Heads started. But it was never something super ongoing, like promoting gigs or anything like that. You know, the old bands we'd put on our gigs the odd time. But, yeah. You know, Cutting Heads was quite ambitious. For one thing, Cutting Heads, you know, Cutting Heads is a recognisable name now around Cork. Because, you know, it wasn't just a straight hip-hop thing either, you know. There's artists involved. A lot of the lads are really good DJs. They did plenty of gigs and tours around the country as a DJ outfit. On top of being promoters, it's a very modern thing as well, you know. Like, yeah, you know, Cutting Heads ticks a lot of boxes as far as what the people involved can do and what the group itself does, and I think that's what made it so kind of successful, whatever success means, you know. But what made it's still here, I think it's given people a lot. As Gatch said, you know, Cutting Heads get, you know, European artists, American artists, UK artists, but they also, you know, were just as much about putting on local artists, whether they be known or barely known at all. If we like their music, we're going to put them on. So, you know, it was something that was done for the love, and I think that's kind of, you look back through any of the gigs they've put on, it shows, and hopefully it won't stop.
Speaking of things not stopping, we've got a pair of tunes from the two of you coming up. First of all, we have your appearance, Spec, in a joint drop by Kindzilla out of Dublin and Danny Diatribe out of Derry. This is Penny Drops from their collaborative EP.
Yeah, also just a banger of an EP. I've listened to it so much. The production's really tasty. The lads are great rappers and lyricists, and I was glad to be involved. Kindzilla did a remix for me before, and I was familiar with Danny's stuff for a long time. And I guess, yeah, in a lot of ways, we have a similar aesthetic with what we do. It's kind of weird, dark hip-hop. And the guys just approached me to do a verse. I didn't realise it was the only guest verse on the whole project too, which makes it more, I don't know, special for me. I really admire what both the guys do.
Gatch, we also have a cut from your most recent EP, Dust Collectors. This is Contradictions and Heartbreak. Maybe bring us into how the song came together and what the creative process was like.
This track was just coming out of pure creation. I wanted to talk about more like stuff you deal with once you grow up and these ages when you're 17, 18. So this song was just about a first real breakup, which is Contradictions and Heartbreaks. And it's kind of me touching on the rejection stuff, the normal feelings that you feel through adolescence when you're going through relationships and stuff. I think that it was just important. I never, in pure creation, there's no tracks where you discuss kind of that kind of stuff. So I thought it was a good way to open it with something new for my audience.
Providing relatable perspectives is key regarding hip hop, as you mentioned earlier. And we're going to hear a little bit from your relatable perspective in just a moment. But first, this is Kindzilla x Danny Diatribe featuring Speculative Fiction with Penny Drops here on Red on Red.
We found out that the human being is an extremely complex thing. There were no simple solutions. But you've just got to bear in mind that these were very strange times.
Black money chasing. and paper trails called Anonymous Dodge. I paint the bleak hellscape like Hieronymus Bosch. I chop it up and send it out as a triptych picture. I'm off the Richter, flip your shit with the cryptic scripture. I sip elixirs while addicted to the vicious mixtures. I slip in fixtures, only kick it with the slickest victors. Spit the blister, hot as shit since you miss a sister. You must have missed it cause you're pissed up like you missed a Lister. Fuck the system when I'm micing and your windows Vista. Fuck my wrist up when I'm twisting up the fist of Frizzler. No addiction cause I'm lit and then I flick the big song. Dope addiction with the sickest of the thickest rhythms. So sadistic, so simplistic, yo I flow with mystics. No statistics, no linguistics when I go ballistic. No go fixing all the friction from an old prediction. Cold conviction when depicting all your works of fiction.
We got the lead today, we drew it sort of mystique. Made a man on me 5 weeks, selling paddles at Shit's Creek. That world perfect wordplay got you fiending off the intrigue. But on the track like a blitzkrieg, I'm even dope when I'ma speak. Reclining while you're out there 95ing, the planet started lining for me, art of pattern rhyming. Vibing on Saturn's taverns on its rings, don't do that bling thing. We're not the stars, the bling bling, we got bars locked down like sing sing. I know the sage from an older age, watch me scroll the page with chapters. Whipper snappers get in line like they was rollerblades. My don't know ways are kept and shown, put on display in museums and cultures claiming they're stolen and try to freedom. These Irish rappers ain't your average human beings. We're savage, assume the reason is give the gabber with demons. Pay the tab when I'm steaming and leaving the barber shadow when me former self returns 3 days later and toast to health. Leaving vestiges of pop exists if you decode them. If you'll see us like when Horus was the Jesus, plagiarizing Egypt. Only feature up trying to test it, you're an Egypt. Weakened and superseded, unneeded and obsoleted.
All serious and somber, Colin Farrell in the Lobster. Each laugh implies sorrow. It's black comedy with no wins, no acclaim at the Oscars. It's the Second City's heavy hitter. Don't be testing if your head's not in it. Wrote this shit while barely thinking, feeling sick and showing symptoms. I keep it blunt and never sharpen the blade. And just for fun I'll chuck your marbles away. My lexicon is lung disease. When you waffle on it smells of odors that a skunk released. Plus so many leeches on my dick I need to start applying fungal cream. I've come to put you underneath. Could you pass the shovel please? I'm on a David Lynch vision quest. Moving closer to the edge with only inches left. I toss my pittance in the wishing well, cause life's a bitch looking for the shift. But she'll catch you with the kiss of death.
Just today I was young, I had premonitions of an ending. Premonition since the day I was young, I had premonitions of an ending.
She told me it was all fake, got played like a ball game. Lost love, getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new? In a world where my faults grew. When I saw you, should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see. Pretentious feats to real you, now I see through what you tried to bleach. Lied to me and upgrade, hail me king. How the fuck can you live like we weren't a thing? Was it lust when you kissed me or just a fling? Did you trust me or diss me behind the scenes? Cause you can trust me, the bitch you had cried was gone. In her place is the mask of the person I thought that could right my wrongs. Never thought you would cause me to write this song. I'm a fool with my flaws, you were right, you're one. Should've seen it sooner. Fool for the chase, but you led me to envy. You feed the rumors, proving the traits that I heard and discarded were more than a warning to leave you sooner. Sucked into hope for a girl who could hold me. You told me you got me, but left when I needed you to be the girl I fiended for. I needed more than you. It was all fake, got played like a ball game. Lost love, getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new? In a world where my faults grew. When I saw you, should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see. Pretentious feats to real you, now I see through what you tried to bleach. Dreams of the shores and lights, a white face with the shade of a poltergeist. My life made on a stage where I'm holding mics alone at night. The time where I'm prone to write, so don't test me. Posed your facade for envy when it's clear that I hold all the cards you tempt me. I see now how the mind can slip. I feel proud I can bite my lip cause life's a bitch. The outcast who passed an outclass, the class you clone sad inside. I outlast the doubts and fake beef. The hoes who train reach for clothes and new checks to clothe and fame needs. I'm past it. Name me a kid who ain't done what Gatch did. Claim all the shit when up front you lack the balls to aim the guns you rap with. I ain't here to make friends with that shit. Talk is cheap, yeah we know. Walk the streets, I keep slow. Off the leash with these flaws. Watch and see the scene notes. We bid for these hoes who dream to be known. Contradictions, heartbreaks. Watch your distance. Watch me and learn how to keep consistent. Watching the world as I breathe the
spliffing. Give bitches good deal like I'm pippin'. It was all fake, can't play it like a ball game. Lost love, getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new? In a world where my faults grew. When I saw you, should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see. Pretentious feats, the real you. Now I see through when you tried to bleach.
Taken from his Dust Collectors EP from December 2018, that is Gatch with Contradictions and Heartbreak here on Red on Red. Still joined in studio by Gatch himself and the Don of Cork Hip Hop Speculative Fiction. And lads, before we bring it home for this episode of the show, the floor is yours. Any plugs, any shout outs, it's all yours. Gatch.
Yeah, shout out to Pacino Brady. He has a beat tape coming out soon. He's under product of The Cabin. He's a producer who I'm going to be working very closely with in the near future, so I'm really looking forward to that. My socials, you can follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, Gatch the Outcast, all together, and just Gatch on Facebook and Gatch on YouTube.
Class. Spec Fiction, you typically keep yourself busy with about 8 or 9 different projects at once. What have you got on the boiler at the moment?
Yeah, so as far as Dead Right, we're done for the year, but we will be having something very early next year, and it's looking like a big Irish hip hop legend, so keep your ears peeled for that. We'll let you know about it. Yeah, check out Dead Right on all the social media platforms.
That's Dead, WRITE, as opposed to Dead Right.
And the T is an upside down cross, but that's they don't have those yet on keyboards.
That is stock for Speculative Fiction, in fairness.
That's kind of the main goal with Dead Right, is to get upside down crosses as a option for T on.
I think you can get upside down crosses on ASCII keyboards, though, if you kind of look through all the symbols, etc., that are kind of part of standard fonts. So I think, well, something resembling an upside down cross anyway. We were talking earlier about the 4th anniversary of Cutting Heads Collective, and so far they've held their cards close to their chest, and I believe that's the way it's going to stay, but they have announced that it is going to be a 3-day weekender. Spec.
Yeah, it's going to be class. Yeah, so it's Friday, November 15th until 17th, and it's different venues every day. So the Friday is going to be in Plugged.
Ooh.
Saturday is going to be in Dally, and the Sunday is in the Vic. And it's like, yeah, it's looking well tasty. I can't wait till it gets announced. You know, live bands, rappers, DJs, got some UK acts coming over. It's going to be tasty.
Tasty is right. You can catch the Cutting Heads Collective across all of your social media for more information and the lineup announcements for Cutting Heads' 4th anniversary special. That about wraps it up for this week's episode of Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast from Red FM and redextra.ie. Thank you very much to Speculative Fiction for joining us this episode.
Thank you, Mike, as always.
And thank you very much to Gatch for coming along.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you very much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please take the time to subscribe and leave a review on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as other podcasting platforms. Every like, every share, every subscribe, every review, every sending of word of mouth, every carrier pigeon helps us spread the word of weird music in Cork City. Share it on your social media and make sure to check out the artists featured online or at an upcoming gig. And if you'd like more Irish tunes, please be sure to listen into Green on Red on Sunday nights with Alan O'Donovan for the best of all that is Irish on Cork's Red FM 104 to 106. We're going to leave you now with a little preview of next week's podcast. Fellow veterans of the Irish independent music scene, next week we should hopefully be talking to Rory Francis O'Brien ahead of 10 past 7's headlining gig in November at Dally. And, you know, Sean, you've shared a college experience with Rory and the lads, and as anyone that's been to any of their shows can attest to, it's a bit of an otherworldly experience, the Kerry Bog Proggers.
Yeah, definitely. It's like definitely stood the test of time, to say the least. It's just super energetic, interesting. You can get, you know, you can look at it a million different ways, get some whatever you want out of it, you're going to get.
Exactly, and we're going to hear from that right now. This is 10 past 7 with Johnston's Cows. This has been Red on Red, and we'll talk to you next week.
Red on Red.
Archetypal sounds and archetypal beat makers that have assisted. Later, Dave. Which?
I forgot you were recording. You didn't see an award around here, did you?
Congratulations, Dave.
No, but is it around here?
No, I haven't seen an award.
Sorry. Maybe throw up a recording one. Apologies. I knew you were here.
How about it? Three, two,